The continued stress from COVID-19 has heightened mental health problems nationwide, and some experts say that has led to an increase in drug overdoses. Side Effects Public Media's Darian Benson reports.
With a surge in COVID-19 cases, Illinois officials are urging people to stay home. Other Midwest states, such as Indiana and Iowa, are adding restrictions to limit gatherings. That worries Brandon George, director of the Indiana Addictions Issues Coalition. He says restrictions might shut down recovery meetings for Narcotics Anonymous and other groups, just like in the spring.
We were lucky that with the seasonal timing of the first round of shutdowns,
a lot of the meetings, a lot of meeting with other people and getting that community connection, we were able to improvise and do that outside.
In winter, that might not be an option. And for people with substance use disorder, George says isolation can be deadly.
We're finding less and less safe ways to be able to interact with folks. And addiction is deadly. Alcoholism is deadly. For some people, that might be the most deadliest piece healthcare-wise for them.
Closing down businesses and issuing stay-at-home orders helped combat COVID-19. But George says that might have done more harm than good for those with substance use disorder.
The solution for one pandemic was the opposite of the solution for the overdose crisis / epidemic that we're having.
Overdose rates are increasing nationwide. In Indiana, where overdoses started to go down in 2019, emergency departments are seeing a more than 80% rise this year. And overdose deaths increased more than 30% between January and May. The pandemic has made a lot of problems worse, including depression and anxiety. And that means more people might be turning to drugs and alcohol.
There's a term, the technical term is called comorbidity. And comorbidity means patients have more than one condition, two conditions.
That's Kurt Kronke, a researcher with the Regenstrief Institute in Indianapolis. He says this is common in people with substance use disorder.
They're at much greater risk of also suffering from depression. Probably a third to half or more also have depression as well as their problem with opiates.
Kevin Farron used drugs to cope with mental health problems. He's 23 and lives in Fishers, a suburb just north of Indianapolis.
It's kind of like a scapegoat from anything, like whether it's anxiety, anger, anything you're going through. When you do it, you just feel completely numb.
He says he got clean this year.
In May was the first time I was able to, you know, kind of like deal with my life like a normal human being would, you know, actually being able to like deal with my anxiety, sit there and, you know, get a job and be a functioning member in society.
The pandemic has made it more of a struggle. He still gets the urges that led him to drugs.
So like sitting at home, it was definitely kind of like I would have those thoughts in my head to use. But I remember I'd hit that point of sitting there saying, you know, like, I don't want to go back to what I used to do.
Kronke is working on a study that helps treat depression and opioid use disorder simultaneously.
So, I mean, you can imagine a person who has problems with opiates and depressed, it's going to be more difficult for them to participate in treatment for their problem with opiates. And likewise, someone who's depressed is going to be less likely to be interested in decreasing their opiates. Depressed is going to be less likely to be interested in decreasing their opiates.
Meanwhile, George and the Indiana Addictions Issues Coalition are preparing for the state legislators' next session in January.
COVID's not going anywhere. The overdose crisis isn't going anywhere. And we got to really make sure that we stay focused on both of those things.
They're pushing for more telehealth flexibility and an extension for the state's syringe exchange program. Those resources can help the recovery community even after the pandemic ends. From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.